sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
As we social distance, one thing it's hard to avoid is the post office. If you need postage, you got to send out letters, you got to send out packages. Well, Stamps.com is here to help keep you safe, because anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. You can print postage on demand, you can skip the lines, skip the crowds at the post office, and save money with discounts you can't get there. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service to your computer in the safety and comfort of your home, your office, wherever you are hunkering down. Whether you're a small business sending invoices or an online seller shipping out products, or you're working from home, you need to mail stuff, Stamps.com handles it all with ease. You use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. And when your mail is ready, you leave it for your mail carrier, or you schedule a free package pickup, or you drop it in a mailbox. There is no human contact required. It's that easy. And with Stamps.com, you get great discounts. It's 5 cents off every first-class stamp, up to 40% off USPS shipping rates. And now, in addition to offering discounted U.S. Postal Service rates, Stamps.com has UPS services with discount rates up to 62%, and you don't have to pay UPS residential surcharges. It's a no-brainer. Saves you time, saves you money, keeps you safe. It's Stamps.com. And there's this special offer. Because you're listening, you get a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale, and there's no long-term commitment. You go to Stamps.com, you click the mic at the top of the homepage, type in Bernstein. That's Stamps.com. Enter Bernstein and stay safe.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 866-575-BLUE or visit hereforyouil.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
The backyard is back. A place to get a breath of fresh air and get together with the family. The Home Depot is here to help you create the backyard you've always wanted. With premium, low-maintenance composite decking and fencing from brands like Trex, Fiberon, TimberTech, and Veranda. And hundreds of other options to bring your backyard back to life this year. Order online, and we're on it. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. Restrictions apply.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Life has changed almost overnight.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions. We are going to try to get you some answers. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. Together, we host Coronavirus Daily, a podcast designed to help us all get through this crisis together.
We go around the world and talk to some of the top experts out there. So think of this as a guide for you and your family. Multiple ways to listen: radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Remember, that's Coronavirus Daily.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I want to briefly touch on the changes that continue those efforts to move toward opening up, giving Illinoisans more flexibility where it is safe to do so. Starting tomorrow, retail stores can reopen by taking orders online and over the phone and offering pickup and delivery. Greenhouses and garden centers will be opening with specified social distancing measures in place. Many of our state parks will be open, and many golf courses will open with strict social distancing measures in place.
That's J.B. Pritzker at his daily briefing, letting us know how things are going to be different in Illinois. And the big one there for many of us is golf. The idea that that's going to be a possibility again. It's going to be a little different, but it sure close enough to being something that we really need in these times. Teddy Greenstein of the Chicago Tribune is on Twitter at Teddy Greenstein. He is on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. I'm told that Teddy might have a tea time across the border previously set up a little bit later on today, but he joins us now on The Score. Hello, Teddy. How are you, man?
I'm great, Dan. Guilty as charged. I'll be playing in Indiana later, a state that still allows foursomes. And hopefully you'll be getting out with your son this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know where we're going to find a time. Because now, correct me if I'm wrong, the Chicago Park District courses remain closed, correct?
Best I know, they do remain closed. You know, I had so many questions about the rules, and I asked the governor's PR office to hook me up with somebody who could answer the questions, and they declined. So, you know, the specifics I have are based on the guidelines, but beyond that, there was no explanation in terms of why, you know, some of these decisions were made and some of the details like that about the Park District courses.
Yeah, that was really unfortunate. I don't know if that is just maybe a conflict between what Lori Lightfoot has set for her guidelines and how those differ from the state. Because, you know, our little sort of home course here is Robert Black up just north of Devon. I love that little nine-hole track. So it might be, we might have to venture out a little bit further, because that's, I think there are people who were excited to go to Jackson Park or go to Marovitz and not going to be able to.
Yeah, and it's somewhat confusing. You know, you go on some course websites, and they're not set up to allow for 15-minute intervals between tee times. And I've heard other ones are not set up for twosomes. So definitely some glitches in the early going. Call the course, see if you can get a human being on the line, and if you can, then hopefully you can book and get out there and play. It is going to be hard to get a tee time at this point unless you're willing to stray pretty far, play early in the morning or late in the afternoon.
I wonder what the latitude is going to be for private clubs on private land that you would think would be able to operate in their own way. And I have seen rules for one prominent Chicago area private club, and it is really strict. They are down to, you must be in your car beforehand. There's no standing around. There's no sort of lounging around the tee. And this is a private club imposing its own rules, which I kind of understand because of the way the age range skews for some of these more expensive, exclusive clubs. You're talking about a much older and much more susceptible clientele when it comes to the coronavirus.
Yeah, Dan, I've seen some rules for clubs as well, and no doubt this is like a solid law and order group. This is not, you know, Chevy Chase and Rodney Dangerfield at Bushwood kind of making things up as they go along. They are abiding by the twosome rule. They are telling members you have to book tee times, which I'm sure for the public they say, what's the big deal? But like, part of the reason you join a club is because you can just show up and play. So that's kind of a big deal for these clubs as well. And, you know, when the rules came down about twosomes, I just assumed it was going to be like, all right, you go off as a twosome, and then on the second hole, it becomes a foursome, and you do whatever you want. But I don't think that's going to be the case at all, because I think these clubs are looking at it like, okay, this is kind of probation right now, and we have to abide by the rules. We don't want to, you know, get any attention that is going to prevent the governor's office from loosening these regulations in the next couple of weeks.
This is probably anecdotal. This is probably up to every twosome that's playing, but something that I was thinking of, you know, it's one thing if you say winter rules and you can maybe, you know, fluff a lie in the fairway or something like that. And again, every club is different, but we start talking about the ethics of coronavirus restricted golfing. Like, if you're, now that they're not raking a sand trap, How does that change the way we approach a shot in a sand trap? If it's stuck under something or if it's stuck in a footprint, I'm just wondering that we're going to develop a whole new set of sportsmanship rules, are we not?
It's very true. Now, one thing people won't be able to complain about is divots in the fairway. I know people are excited about playing these fairways that are absolutely perfect because nobody has struck a shot from them probably since October or November. But there's no doubt. I mean, I've been doing that now out of bunkers, and what you do after you hit out of a bunker is, you know, you try to mimic the pros, how they kind of smooth them out with their foot for the next guy before their caddy comes in with the perfect rake job. So that's definitely not going to happen. And hopefully you will be playing with a group that doesn't think it's the British Open, and we'll be pretty kind in terms of rules and being pretty lax, because I think Corona rules are probably even easier than winter rules.
Without moving the pin out of the cup, too, that's going to make it a little bit easier. You're not going to be standing there in the fairway going, oh, pick up the pin. Or the people who forget, and it can be like, oh, yeah. Some guy goes running back. That might speed things up also if you're not having to take the thing out and lay it down.
Yeah, and that's something where, I don't know, you know, what your group was like last year, but that rule came in last year, and it's one of the greatest things for average golfers to come in, where you never have to pull that pin. And it's interesting because even some of the professionals like Adam Scott at the Masters will leave the pin in, and it looks so weird, but it's a great speed element for guys like you and me. And now, you know, just keep this in mind when you play today, everybody. It's basically just no touching. Don't touch anything other than your glove, your tees, your ball, and your clubs. That's it. You don't have to touch anything else. There are no ball washers. There are no rakes, as you mentioned, Dan. And there's certainly no need to touch the flagstick. Leave it in. You'll play faster and move along.
My favorite thing regarding the change in the rule regarding the pin was Bryson DeChambeau. When asked if he would leave the pin in or out, he gave the most Bryson DeChambeau answer possible, which was, it depends what material the pin is made of. Oh, it's like, come on, great. Man, you're going to DeChambeau that whole thing too? That he said that the elasticity or movement of the pin itself would determine his decision.
Oh, I thought he was going to say if it was uphill or downhill, but of course, he took it to 14 different levels. He took it to AP physics. Or AP chemistry, whatever it is that determines the material. He is something. You know, Bryson DeChambeau is interesting. He won the USAM at Olympia Fields. And at that point, he was basically an unknown, except he had this really unusual name, and he would wear a Ben Hogan cap. And you started to talk to him, and it got stranger and stranger. Okay, wait, your pitching wedge is the length of a 6-iron, okay? And, you know, you learn to swing based on a book, this obscure book. So I like the fact that Bryson DeChambeau is on the PGA Tour, because there is nobody else remotely like him.
Are we getting any further specific information as to how the PGA itself is actually going to rev back up at that target date in June?
Yeah, it's been radio silence. You know, so they're trying to play in Fort Worth. I believe the dates are June 11 to 14. And a few weeks ago when the news came out, you know, I was asking some folks on the PGA Tour, basically, hey, will I be allowed to cover this? And their answer was, we think we're going to allow limited media. But since then, there's been really no information, no details. I saw some regulations, Scott, put out to the secondary tour on the PGA, and even that was very nonspecific in terms of how we're going to test, and if you do test positive for corona, you know, you're going to be quarantined. Who's going to pay for that hotel? Is it going to be on you, or is it going to be on the tour? So a lot of things, I think, still out there. And by the way, I finally remembered, it's the Corn Ferry Tour now. The number two tour below the PGA is the Corn Ferry.
I still call it the Nike Tour. I mean, I'm like three different tour names behind. And with the PGA too, it's also the internationalism of it, that depending on, there's so many variables, because so many of these players are coming from so many different places with different levels of testing, with different levels of reported information. It's just, it's added in a way that maybe other sports aren't dealing with it in quite the same way.
Yeah, that part's going to be interesting. You know, there's some dynamics here that golf has that other sports don't. I mean, the whole aspect of the caddy handing clubs. Are there going to be gloves? Are there going to be masks? Are they going to be required to wear masks just for the sake of appearances? I mean, we've seen what Mike Pence, the transformation he's had in the last 48 hours in terms of that. All I know is this, man, if they end up pulling off that golf tournament, it's going to get some killer ratings, because people are desperate for live sports. So it'll be fascinating to see if it happens, and only about 6 weeks away if it does.
I wonder what ends up being what we learn about this, because it just seems that with everything that we do when we try to do, like, the NFL draft, and we ask the question, how much of the overall success of that production, the fact that they pulled it off, what lessons can be learned of things that can stay even when we're out from under this, the heavy weight of this initial fear of the coronavirus, it might just be that we find a way to speed up local golf, that maybe some of these clubs just say, hey, it's okay, and it's better for everybody this way. And especially, Teddy, because look what golf has been trying to do to expand its base of younger people who don't have time. They said play nine. There was that whole thing.
Yes.
Play it up, you know, move it up, play tees up.
Exactly.
To make this may be a unforeseen opportunity for accessibility and growing the game.
Well, the modern course, as you probably know, has basically loops, like six-hole loops. So you can play six, you can play nine, you can play 12, because guess what? A lot of people don't have 4.5 hours, or if you're on a slow course, 5 hours to play. So that would be very nice. Now, speed of play will not be an issue under these current rules. I would hope not, because it's just going to be twosomes. But the weird part is going to be, yeah, there are only 8 people out there an hour. So these courses are, you know, they were really hurting financially. They'll certainly be hurting less financially now under these rules. But these courses are definitely hoping that there'll be foursomes and carts coming up and food and beverage, because they're worried about, you know, surviving and hiring employees and all that kind of stuff.
Last thing for you. Have you checked to see about price gouging? If there are places who are saying, look, now we've got them here, and now we have an opportunity with all these people lined up, whether it's a dollar here, a couple dollars here, where it's like what the airlines would do and say, well, there's this gas expense, so we're going to impose a fuel surcharge or a baggage fee, and then even when those things drop in price, they keep those fees. I'm wondering what price creep we may get here for like a coronavirus surcharge.
Well, I think this is going to be a good example for everyone out there who's homeschooling. So, like, I attempted with my 8-year-old the other day to teach her about birdies and bogeys. You know, so I said, all right, if daddy makes a birdie on a par 5, what's my score? Unfortunately, she came back and said 8. So in this case, I'm going to say, all right, let me explain about supply and demand. So there are only twosomes out. So it's, you know, half the number of spots that are available. Can you increase the price of the green fee, or should it stay the same? Hopefully she will say increase. You know, I was looking at Harborside. That's always a pretty expensive course. So I don't know if they were any more. I think the tee times were $89. But, you know, if you're a golf course now, you probably should be charging a little bit more. I mean, you're definitely losing because you can't sell food, and you're losing because you can't put out carts. So if you can charge an extra, you know, $15-$20 and you know all the tee times are going to be filled, I think you're going to do it.
You know what's going to happen to you soon, where it's a different kind of math lesson for me, because I am now at this point where my math lesson is, Dad, I'm beating you by 3. Dad, I'm beating you by 4. Dad, can you count to 6? Dad, I outdrove you again. Dad, closer to the pin for $1. That's another dollar.
Go.
Oh, my God. This is my math is not going so well.
Well, you got to get him to learn about the umbrella game, you know, umbies, where it's like $1 for closest 2, you know, $1 for longest drive, and then if a birdie, everything is doubled. So if you want to get him to really know about math and money, you just introduce some of these incredibly complicated wagering games that are out there that some guys you play with are able to do it all in their head and remember everybody's score on every hole. I've played with a lot of Rain Mans out there that when it comes to golf and money, they are geniuses.
I stay away from those people unless I am hiring them to manage my money. That would be my personal rule on that one, is no thank you. And all that would do if I did that with my kid has cost me a whole lot more, I can tell you that. Anyway, Teddy, hit him straight today, and good health. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Dan. Have a great weekend. Take care.
That is Teddy Greenstein of the Chicago Tribune. sun's out, it's warming up, and talking about golf makes me feel a little bit better. Talking about the Bulls, maybe, well, not so much. But there's new blood, there are new brains, there are new people involved, and the Bulls have just made it official this morning as they have sent out the press release in hiring their brand new general manager. We can get to some of the language that they use there and what this means now and what the timetable may be. Darnell Mayberry just posted something on The Athletic about the rate at which new front offices would keep a coach or get rid of a coach. I'm going to just be very clear. They cannot retain Jim Boylan. If they do, it is going to be a grand and glorious, embarrassing mistake on a lot of levels. We'll talk about that and do some Bulls. 312-644-6767. Happy to talk to you on this sunny Friday on May 1st. Happy May Day. Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. You've got the score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to two on The Score.
Joe Madden.
The skill of listening is the most necessary. If you want to become great at teaching or coaching, you have to listen well. You don't step on somebody else's conversation. You suck it all in. Because most of the time, the pupil's going to answer his own question if you listen well.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This is Damon Amendolara with your Radio.com Sports Minute. NASCAR is going to make the huge leap forward in bringing back sports on a regular basis. Following in the footsteps of UFC, NASCAR is going to roll out a full slate of races beginning May 17th without fans. And this is a good fit. There's going to be plenty of safety precautions set up for NASCAR, from taking temperatures to social distancing to teams spread out and not working next to one another. And it will also show other leagues how this can all work. If this can all work, the TV ratings for these races are going to be monsters. And the NBA, MLB, NHL will want a bite of that apple. They were waiting for someone else to take the plunge, and now NASCAR did them that favor. This is Damon Amendolara.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the health care coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 866-575-BLUE or visit hereforyouil.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Doctor's Log, Hell Date 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my Doctor's Log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today. And listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Ron Coomer here. During these uncertain times, stay connected with 670 The Score. Here are some simple things you can do to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Older adults or those who have other serious chronic health conditions, including chronic lung disease, heart disease, cancer, or weakened immune systems, are especially at risk for severe illness and must stay at home as much as possible. The Score is here for you. We're always live and local. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com. The Score is helping Chicago stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the hosts of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This relationship is the most important relationship probably in organizations, that, you know, your coach, you know, who's, you know, leading your team. And I, you know, already spoke to Jim numerous times, and we're going to get on Zoom calls, and we're going to look at a lot of video, look at offense, defense, defensive schemes, you know. And, you know, so we'll have time to do so.
And then you will make a decision, or has the decision already been made?
So, I mean, so far there's no decision to be made. I mean, there's just evaluation period that, you know, how we've done things in the past. So right now, you know, everything is going as it is. And like I said, you know, we're gonna sit down with everybody. We're gonna look at all the departments and, you know, move forward with that.
That's the growth plate.
Well, that's not certainly a ringing endorsement of anything. That is a smart executive leaving his options open publicly. Arturis Karnišovas, the executive VP of basketball operations, who was on this station with Mike Mulligan and David Haw shortly after he was named to his position. If you missed it, just this morning, the Bulls sent out an official press release with the headline, Bulls name Mark Eversley General Manager. And there are a couple of quotes in here. This was Karnišovas today. He says, I set out to find a general manager who complemented my vision and values and who could help implement them at the Bulls in a fresh way. Mark's background and skills do exactly that. He has a history of building strong relationships across the board, identifying talent and organizations that have had success during his time there, and the necessary insight for building a network that will be an asset to our program. He's ready for this next step in his career, and I'm looking forward to working with him to build the Bulls back into a perennial contender. Here is the comment from Mark Eversley himself. And again, I don't know when he's expected to do his Zoom teleconference or whatever it's going to be with reporters. I imagine it's going to be relatively soon, and then we'll actually have some questions put to him, see how he handles some of the stuff. But he says, becoming a general manager in the NBA and joining the Chicago Bulls family is a dream come true. I'm grateful to be working with someone like Arturis, who shares my level of passion and commitment to winning basketball. And having both come from successful programs, we will put in the work and all it entails to become a sustainable and winning team. I want to thank Arturis, as well as Jerry and Michael Reinsdorf, for trusting in my leadership abilities to move this iconic franchise forward. These are two really smart, really well-respected guys. They cannot retain Jim Boylan. At this point, with all of the goodwill that you have developed here, and with everything that has happened with Boylan locally, internally, with his own players, with opposing coaches, opposing players, other teams' broadcasters, the reputation around the league, it would be an absolute disaster if they were to just take the whatever easy road, and or if Michael Reinsdorf says, Boylan's my guy, you have to keep Jim Boylan. I really urge you to keep Jim Boylan. You can't do what they've done. You can't take all these positive steps and then retain someone who is symbolically, not just symbolically, but the first level, symbolically, your brand image of bumbling and directionlessness and inability to do what you're supposed to do and keep excusing what you're doing wrong. And then there's the fact, for whatever the record is, there's no one in the league that thinks he's good at what he does. The reason you retain a coach, and there have been, again, I say Darnell Mayberry did all the legwork here, and he went in for the number of times. What happens when new general managers take over or new basketball bosses take over a team? How often is a coach retained? Because sometimes they are. But you know why they sometimes are? Because they're good. There's a reason why Brett Brown has survived four different chief executives, because Brett Brown is widely respected as a coach and tactician. When Masai Ujiri took over in Toronto, they retained Dwayne Casey for five more years because he was considered to be good at his job. This is a case where that's just not true. You've got so many reasons. And this is just from our perspective. Think about it if you're... I don't know, Lauri Markkanen, if you're Zach LaVine, if you're any number of these guys, you know the number of times, it's one thing for us to have the short list of the shots on the bench of Zach LaVine seeing this timeout with 30 seconds left in a blowout. Zach LaVine going, what are you doing? Why are we taking timeout here? Of the number of times we see them not listening in the huddle on the bench when Boylan's trying to explain something and they're just not interested, not hearing it. If that's what we're seeing in games, they know they're on television and they're doing that. Imagine what's going on behind the scenes. It all started with the mutiny when he took over. Guy saying, yeah, no, coach, we're not practicing after that long trip coming back and we're on a back-to-back games and he wants to come in for a three-hour practice and run wind sprints. Yeah, that's not happening. All the ridiculousness with the appointment of a leadership council. I mean, we can go through all of this. I have talked to people behind the scenes and I keep getting assurances. The information that I've gotten on background has been they know, they understand, these are smart people, and they know. If they don't change coaches now, this is, again, talking to Kevin Fishbane about what the Bears maybe should have done when you had that year of overlap there and saying, well, you know, hey, we're gonna keep John Fox and Dowell Loggs is going to be in charge of the offense. Every year that you've got a guy here who's bad at what he does on that bench, even if they think, well, we'll micromanage him, we'll pull the strings, we'll make sure he doesn't do anything dumb because we're going to really be in charge and we're just going to make him our puppet. And if he wants to keep his job, he's going to have to do what we say. That's what Michael Reinsdorf promised us when he said, look, we got a lot of smart bad. We got Doug Collins here. We got X in here. We got a lot of people who really know what they're doing, and it was like a sort of, it takes a village to support our village idiot. I don't think these guys want that. I think that they are smart enough, that Karnišovas and Eversley are smart enough to know that their time is not going to be well served protecting the team from their coach. And when they do these meetings, when they talk to Lauri Markkanen, when they talk to Zach LaVine, they're going to hear, I hope, that they are permission to speak freely, that they are able to say exactly what they think about how they've felt here in this whole thing. The last thing Michael Reinsdorf should want to do is now, after saying what he said, after hiring whom he's hired and empowering them to be in charge of the basketball operation in new modern fashion. This has gone so, so well. Everything has gone so, so well. And the next thing to do is hire Adrian Griffin, or if you want to hire Ime Udoka, as I have talked to people around the league, you can't go wrong with either one of those guys. I am an Adrian Griffin fan. I think Adrian Griffin is ideal. The timing is absolutely perfect for him. I keep hearing Ime Udoka's name as someone who is a legit, like, going to get a job soon, one of these candidates who is absolutely ready. But I want these guys, these smart executives, to hire somebody they absolutely trust. 815 texter says, you have to think maybe they're just waiting to find out what's going to happen with the rest of the regular season before they fire Boylan. Yeah, that's possible. that they wouldn't be able to sort of get their coach in place if they're going to ramp back up and do this. And speaking of which, by the way, yesterday was a wild day as far as what was going on with NBA news. It's a flurry of reporting about what everybody doesn't know. Because during the show yesterday, remember, we read you this CNBC report that said it was owners against owners. That there were some owners saying, look, now, doing the math, we're better off not returning at all because we're going to lose money if we return. We can actually sort of save money if we don't return, and other owners want to get back. You see LeBron James clap back at that in a hurry. Comment said they're absolutely preparing to play. They will be ready the moment they're told they're allowed to play. And because it was May 1st was the date that Adam Silver gave as when they were going to reset, rethink, maybe have something to say. They have since pushed that back another week. But this was going to be the time as they were first exploring Vegas. And then there was some rumor about Jamaica that popped up, that they were going to literally go to an island where they could control everything. And then the fairly reasonable proposal for Disney World. But I love what Adam Silver said. And Adrian Wojnarowski reported on this. He said, for them to reopen, they would need an estimated 15,000 tests. 15,000 tests to allow them to reopen the league and test everybody as needed, when needed, precautionarily, etc. And he said, in good conscience, he didn't feel that they can do that unless the American people have enough tests themselves to keep the regular civilians, non-NBA people, as safe and informed and aware and protected as possible. And that's really been the crime of this whole thing. If you look at the actual percentages of people tested relative to other countries, it's shameful how poorly prepared and how slow the response has been, and how conflicted it's been now with governors having to hide their shipments of tests and PPE so it doesn't get seized by other people who are trying to sell it. It's really just a mess. But the NBA knows that they recover from that look if all of a sudden 15,000 tests end up in their lap that could have been used elsewhere. But yeah, back to what the texter's saying, you're probably right that unless you need a coach right now, if you're not practicing, if the facilities aren't even open, if everything is siloed in private home gyms, having that coach be doing anything. The other argument, the counter argument, is just figure it out, hire your guy, and whether you're doing it through Zoom meetings or anything else virtual, you're always better off getting out ahead of it and maybe starting the next season and your preparation for that right now. And you get Griffin or you get Udoka and you get everything going. Get your team together and get the excitement going as well. Rudy weighs in. He says, I am so fine with the Bulls having Boylan hang around for a few minutes until they fire him. We have to treasure these moments when we have Jim to kick around this easily. The question is, since the Bulls today formally announced the GM hire, is Jim Boylan going to request another press release on Bulls letterhead welcoming Mark Eversley to Chicago? Because I hope he does. It would be perfect. Yeah, still trying to figure that one out. Never got a good answer on how Boylan was able to commandeer something from the Bulls media office to send out his official welcome of the guy two levels above him in the organization. I will remember that as a strange day. While we're talking Bulls, here is an important reminder that every Monday, as long as The Last Dance is airing on ESPN, I'm going to be joined by Will Perdue, the former Bull, is co-hosting with me every Monday to go over what we see, to talk about anything new and different and interesting and exciting. And then Luke Kanellis joins us at 11:40 with his thoughts and memories. We always take good notes over those 2 hours because this has just been outstanding content for us. And our Mondays, they've become Bulls Mondays here on The Score from 9 to noon with Will Perdue sitting in as a co-host. We have the Midday Midway coming up next. I'm losing the battle with the bird. I don't even want to look outside right now because every time I look at the front and I see what these evil sparrows are doing to these mats that I put down that are supposed to cover the grass seed, they're supposed to keep them from eating the grass seed, and it doesn't keep them from it because they rip it up and then they hide, and I go down there and I yell at them individually. I know them by name, and I tell them awful things and what I'm going to do to them that I can't follow through. We'll have that. We're going to have the latest rumors about Kim Jong-un because now there's even more to think about. I learned something on TikTok about the McFlurry spoon that now makes sense to me, and I can't believe I didn't understand it until now. Not a big McFlurry guy, but this is something I probably think I should have known. And also, a Japanese aquarium is asking for help, and you can help them virtually. All of that is coming your way on the Midday Midway. This segment is brought to you by Grand Appliance and TV. Grand Appliance has served Chicagoland since 1930 and remains committed to safely delivering and installing your essential appliances during these unprecedented times. Shop in-store, over the phone, or at grandappliance.com and get an additional 5% rebate on most appliance purchases. Also, being told that Mark Eversley, the GM of the Bulls, as part of that Monday that I'm discussing with Will Perdue here, right before Will and I jump on, at 8:30, Mark Eversley, new Bulls GM, is going to be on the score with Mully and Haw. So we'll have all that to react to as well. Midday Midway is next on the score.
When you think Chicago sports, think Mully and Haw. Chicago's most listened to sports morning show, hands down. They cover all of Chicago's teams, from the daily wins and losses to the most historic moments in Chicago sports. Trust Mully and Haw to start your day. Mornings 5 to 9, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is the perfect Mother's Day gift. With over 24 cocktails at the push of a button, give mom what she really wants at drinkworks.com/mom. From mojitos to mules to margaritas, save over $100 and get the DrinkWorks Home Bar for the Mother's Day price of only $1.99 at drinkworks.com/mom. The perfect Mother's Day gift is the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig. Get yours today at drinkworks.com/mom. Keurig is registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. Used under license. Please enjoy responsibly.
The backyard is back. A place to get a breath of fresh air and get together with the family. The Home Depot is here to help you create the backyard you've always wanted. With premium, low-maintenance composite decking and fencing from brands like Trex, Fiberon, TimberTech, and Veranda. And hundreds of other options to bring your backyard back to life this year. Order online and we're on it. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. Restrictions apply.
Zay Jackson, Chicago Bears. Please do your part by washing hands, using hand sanitizer often, practicing social distancing, and very thankful for the ones who put themselves at risk. You guys are true heroes, and together we'll get through this crisis. Thank you.
The Score is helping Chicago stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
We're all in uncharted territory, looking for ways to support our communities. At Dell Technologies, we're making sure small businesses have the right tech solutions. Dell Technologies advisors are here for you, from helping small businesses stay connected and productive while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams, to rapidly deploying remote work solutions that limit upfront costs with Dell Financial Services. We're standing by you every step of the way. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Chicago is strong, always has been. In the midst of crisis, we come together to work, fight, contribute, and to show gratitude to the real heroes of this story. Stay strong and bear down.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, that's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel
The Midday Midway with Dan Bernstein on The Score.
So far on this show, we had some in-depth Bears discussion talking about the two veteran players they signed yesterday in Sean Gibson, their apparent starting safety next to Eddie Jackson, and Ted Ginn Jr., the longtime speed receiver. Also discussed this decision they're going to have to make by Monday, and my speculation was that the Bears will announce something maybe at a perfect Friday night news dump and say, yeah, we're moving on from Mitchell Trubisky, and or maybe they think it's going to be even less popular if they say we're exercising the fifth-year option on Mitchell Trubisky, but it's hard to see them winning the PR battle on that one either way based on some of the survey results that we've been getting, which showed the 70% of people in favor of them not picking up Mitchell Trubisky's option, so it could just be a Friday night news dump opportunity for them. Kevin Fishbane joined us to talk Bears. Teddy Greenstein had all the latest on the reopening of some Illinois golf courses and what our life is going to be like for those of us who want to get back out on the links. And we gave you the press release from the Bulls about the hiring of Mark Eversley officially as Bulls general manager. Look forward to him meeting with the media at some point soon. Don't know exactly when that's going to be, but I imagine it is going to be in relatively short order. We will have hear what he says when he fields questions deftly, I'm sure, from reporters. And I made the point that you don't do this and keep Jim Boylan. You just don't. You don't hire people this smart, this dynamic, this modern, this aware, this good at their jobs, and then keep the basketball Bevington here. It would say a lot to me, and it would drain my confidence in the Bulls and really sour me on all of this, no matter what their explanation might be. If they stand in front of you and they say that in their first year that they feel that the best guy to lead the Chicago Bulls is that guy. If they think that, then it's going to completely change the way I think about them. Yeah, so I mentioned before, I'm at my wit's end. I thought I had him. Yesterday at this time, I announced that I believe that I had taken the lead against the infernal seed-eating sparrows, but they know. They come over, and they tear at the seed mats that I put down, and they just start eating it, and I don't know what to do. It's making me crazy. It's making my family crazy. I'm behaving like an obsessed crazy person. My neighbors are laughing at me. The world is against me. It's all coming down on top of me, and it's because of these tiny little birds. And my son says, Dad, can we play Is This Irony? And I said, sure. I said, what's ironic? He said, the fact that you complain about sparrows on Twitter. I said, Okay, I guess that's irony. I guess you're probably right, but I don't know what to do. Shane Reardon said that.
I don't think your neighbors and kids hate you or because of the sparrows. I think that's just like in general. I don't think the sparrows are changing their opinion of you.
No, yeah, it's been 15 years. I mean, they know, you know, and we all moved in together, and now some of these houses have turned over, and I'm fully on track to be the crazy old man. Like, don't go by old man Bernstein's house. That's where the strange things happen. And yes, I know I have to paint my stairs, but here's the thing. If I put the grass seed down, and I'm going to have to be watering, at no point am I going to be able to paint the stairs if I'm doing constant watering. But yeah, every couple of years, we paint the stairs, so I'm going to do that, but I can't do that until I get this thing sorted out first with the grass seed and the horrible birds who are ruining my life. And
have you tried asking the sparrows nicely to just stop?
No.
Okay, well...
Well, can't you, like, bring your dog over here? Or, you know, you could just set up a lawn chair?
She's pretty timid. Like, around other animals, she's pretty timid. She doesn't attack the pigeons when we walk. She doesn't do any of that. But I can sit on your front lawn.
Fine.
I'll bring a chair over. I'll sit on your front lawn. And I guarantee you won't have any more sparrows.
One of my neighbors was finishing up a run last night, and she's walking by. And she said, oh, you need my mom. I'm like, why? She said, because my mom has a slingshot that she uses on chipmunks and squirrels that go near her bird feeder. Like, you're damn right. I said, call her right now. I'll pay her by the hour. If she can slingshot sparrows, I'm there for it. So if you see if you see an older woman just plinking at birds on my porch, that's what's happened. I've hired my neighbor's mom to do that.
Is she single?
you come over with a pitcher of margaritas. Hey, yeah. Baby.
I'll bring a slingshot too.
How's it going, baby? Taiwan's intelligence chief said yesterday that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is sick. And his country has emergency plans for a potential power struggle if he dies, according to reports. When reached for comments, Ivan Drago said, if he dies, he dies. So last Saturday, he was dead, right? We all woke up on Saturday and there's all the memes. He's dead. It was botched heart surgery and he died. And there were intelligence experts saying he was dead. Then only mostly dead. Then he was not so dead and he was fine, right? So they said there's his train, and he's fine. He's in perfect health. He's actually dancing forever in a day. So then we got the report, no, he's probably dead, because satellite photos show that they're setting up the funeral parade that they had, same one for Kim Jong-il, who was more than ill. He was Kim Jong-dead. And they had the funeral procession. They think there's going to be a funeral procession. So, but now they're saying he's just sick. And this is Chu Ko-cheng, the director of the National Security Bureau. He gave a vague health description when pressed at a government hearing about rumors of Kim's possible death, according to Taiwan News. He laughed, and he refused to reply when asked if he meant that North Korea's leader was indeed alive. And he said, my answer is from the intelligence that is available, and it is not an opinion. He refused to elaborate, citing the need to protect the intelligence services sources in North Korea, according to the report. So I guess all I can say is stay tuned. We've seen all the videos from museums and aquariums. This is the Shed did that cute thing where they had the penguins that were walking around these empty museums because there's no people. So it's been a trend, and zoos and museums have had their animals kind of parading around and having fun in these open spaces. Well, this is something a little different that I hadn't thought of. A Japanese aquarium that is closed during the coronavirus outbreak is asking people to make video calls to their eels. The shrieking eel! So these sensitive creatures remember humans exist and humans don't pose a threat. The Sumida Aquarium, housed in the landmark Tokyo Sky Tree Tower, has been closed since the start of March as animals have become used to a largely human-free environment. But the aquarium said the unprecedented situation had an unexpected downside. Creatures in the aquarium don't see humans except their keepers, and they've started forgetting about humans. Garden eels, and if you've seen the garden eels, they look like weeds because they literally pop straight up out of the sand. They look like little drinking straws, and they pop up out of the sand, and then they go whoop, they shoot back down and hide. And they say the garden eels, they don't make that noise, by the way. That's my noise I make for the garden eel. Maybe they do, we just can't hear it. I don't know. Maybe they go, hey! Which would be funnier if they did that every time they disappear. Hey, hey! They hide in the sand every time the keepers pass by. And it's causing difficulty for keepers trying to check on the health of the animals. So they want you to show your face to the garden eels. They're calling it a face-showing festival, not an ass-showing festival. That's completely different, and that's a different animal they want you to do that for. The garden eels are very sensitive, and there's 300 of them living in a tank, and they had to become used to humans, and they rarely hid when visitors approached. But now they've forgotten about humans because they're apparently not all that bright. Not as smart as sparrows, apparently. So they need to reacquaint the eels with humans. There are 5 tablets that face the tank with eel enthusiasts asked to connect through iPhones or iPads via FaceTime. And the people literally show their faces, wave, and talk to the eels, but don't shout. So those are the rules. And if you are an eel enthusiast, more power to you. All right, I didn't know this. Shane, can you tell me, you know, when I refer to a McFlurry spoon?
Yeah.
You know what it looks like?
Yeah, it's got the square on top. You know, it's hollow inside. I know where you're going with this.
You do? Okay, because do you know why? Did you know why?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
I did, but I also saw it on TikTok 3 months ago when that video went viral. Why am I not surprised that you are just now seeing a TikTok video that was viral 3 months ago?
Because this isn't the kind of thing that would make its way into a news site or any kind of mainstream news site.
Wait, are you not on TikTok? You saw the video you purposed?
I'm not on TikTok. I am not. I see a lot of TikTok videos that make their way into my Twitter feed via like Rex Chapman or some of these, that one guy in the Netherlands who has all the funny stuff. But people think that the McFlurry spoon is a straw because it's got like this, it's sort of this long trapezoidal square opening at the top. And it tapers down into the spoon edge, and people think you can drink out of it because it looks like a straw. It's not. That straw is designed to serve also as a switched out mixing tool. I didn't know.
Yeah, blending mechanism.
I don't often get McFlurries. Yeah, apparently that thing connects to the little servo motor or whatever it is that, and then uses the spoon to blend the actual McFlurry, and then they click the plastic spoon off of there, and then instead of having a different mechanism to blend the McFlurry, it just turns into your spoon that they give you, which is actually brilliant. I just feel like probably should have known.
You don't get the McFlurries often, but what's your go-to McFlurry mix in?
Oh, you know, I don't do the McFlurry because our place here, we go to Scooters over on Belmont and Polina, and they have what are called concretes there. And the last time I went there was about a month ago, and I did banana cream pie.
Ooh, wow.
It was chunks of banana. It was vanilla with chunks of banana and graham cracker. And it was flavored with natural banana flavoring, and it was like every bite was like the best banana cream pie you've ever had in your life, crossed with their custard. So I got that. That was the special. But if you just sort of like, if I had to pick one regular, it would probably be like a mint chocolate chip with Oreos in it.
You're a mint chocolate chip guy. You like tasting like you're brushing your teeth every time you eat your ice cream.
I've always liked mint chocolate chip. The only thing I like is like actual peppermint ice cream, peppermint candy ice cream.
That's disgusting. Oh, yeah.
No,
it's
not. You
ever been to Jake's, the hot dog stand on the corner of Broadway and Montrose up here by me?
Broadway and Montrose.
It's like where Broadway, Sheridan, and Montrose hit, kind of by the Jewel right
no.
there. And
I know exactly. No, I know exactly where. Yes, no, I have not.
So
been
they do the like the classic soft serve ice cream cones for 99 cents for all their sizes. Unbelievable. That's the go to for ice cream. But the goat insert for a McFlurry when McDonald's does it is the broken up Heath bars. That is the best ice cream insert in the world, and I'll stand.
Yeah,
by
you.
That.
You and my mother, and just with the Heath bar thing, Heath bars were always a thing. And then remember, the Score bar came out, the competitor, which is supposedly like the Heath bar for the elites because it sounded like it came from a foreign country. But, Heath bars are the truth. And actually, toffee in general, really well made. Like, you go to a good confectioner and get their butter toffee with like whatever that dusty stuff is on the outside.
Yeah,
in large part underrated. I think a lot of people are sleeping on Heath bars. A lot of people,
especially in the freezer. I get the minis, put them in the freezer, quick little snack, and that turns into eating the whole bag.
It's like Girl Scout cookies. Yeah. You say you're going to have a couple, and you know, a serving of Thin Mints is a sleeve.
Yes.
That's the appropriate single serving. I've been.
All right, get on TikTok.
No, I don't want to get a TikTok.
Yeah, get
I've been binging on Little Debbie Nutty Buddies.
Huh.
Is that bad?
I don't know if I know those ones.
Really?
Yeah,
they're so good.
I don't know
they're
if I know
so good. Name. And I didn't. We were a hostess family as a kid. We're not a Little Debbie family, so I didn't grow up with them. But I don't know why I've missed them for this long. They're a jewel, and they're like $1.50 for a box.
Oh, Nutty Bars. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they call them Nutty Buddies is what I think is what it says on the box. But they're so damn good. And yeah, I've spent I've spent, you know, 50 years not appreciating them. I don't know what the hell I was doing wrong. Why didn't I know how good they were?
I wish I had an answer for you. I don't.
That is the Midday Midway, even though Shane has no answers for us. Let's find out the latest on what's happening with the Green Bay Packers and the aftermath of their drafting of their obvious next quarterback. Gary Ellerson is going to join us next. If you don't know Gary, he's a hoot. He's a fun dude. Host of the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee. Former NFLer, former Wisconsin Badger. He's going to give us his unique thoughts next on The Score.
Hey, Lawrence Holmes here. Being live and local with 670 The Score is more important than ever. So as America adjusts to the new work-at-home environment, trust us to keep you informed, entertained, and perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com and stream The Score live from your smart speaker instantly. 670 The Score is live and local, a radio.com sports station.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
The Backyard is back. A place to get a breath of fresh air and get together with the family. The Home Depot is here to help you create the backyard you've always wanted. With premium, low-maintenance composite decking and fencing from brands like Trex, Fiberon, TimberTech, and Veranda. And hundreds of other options to bring your backyard back to life this year. Order online and we're on it. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. Restricted.